R4 is orientate 701. Stop, 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 button.
Yeah, they call me back, finally.
Sweet.
So.
Awesome. Are you gonna get some career development going, or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sweet. Yep.
Yep. Cool. Are there certain areas, you're looking at, or?
Secretarial work.
Yep.
Yep.
Is there a certain program for that you found?
Not really, no. Just anything.
Okay. I know, the school I'm going through, World Services for the Blind, has Microsoft Word, or Microsoft Office program. I think that would be a good start. You can do it remotely, too, which is kind of cool.
Huh. I'll have to get information about that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, you're so good with technology, too. Like, they got other technology programs, too, from there, so.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Did you get a chance to use any of the proofing tools that we went over last week?
I never got the zip file. I never got it, so.
Didn't go through. Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
I did the talking tape or, a little bit.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fun. So I just sent you an email, like, maybe 15 minutes ago with a file for today's lesson, too.
Let me see. Come on, Jaws. Not right now. Come on. There.
Let's see. Desktop folder view with Google Chrome 7 to 46. The move that I can use here. A title Google Chrome. The move
that
the arrow keys. Google Chrome. The move. Control L. But whack. Enter. Gmail. CN. Search region. Search edit combo. Gmail for slow connections. No links for slow connections. Connect load basic loading standard. Google Works. Basic HTML. Inbox 5 rank. Visited links. Skip basic HTML. New enter. Basic HTML. New button to activate. Press enter. Gmail inbox. 4 columns and 7 rows. Link search. Link images. Link maps. Link link. 4 columns and 7 rows. Column 1. Row 1. Checkbox. Tommy Lettuce. Attachment. Graphic. Link formatting practice file Tommy Legacy System Technology Student Instructor World Services for the Blind Base Center. Formatting practice file Tommy Legacy Account Options Setting Level Contact Setting Level 3 Heading Level Link G Edit Labels. Link back to archive report stamp delete button combo go button windows link old link graphic quick comp link graph heading level get link graphic add star graph heading level to latest attack 5722 Frank Angel RD08 Gmail com Frank Angel RD08 link reply all bar. Vertical bar. Link reply all vertical bar. Link forward all dev. Vertical bar. Link grid. Vertical bar. Link delete. Vertical bar. Link show origin Tommy Legacy. Assistant Technologies World Services for the Blind 8052 link to latest slide. Link formatting docs. 15K. Formatted docs, 15K, link view with HTML, link scan and download, enter. Alert, download complete, formatted docs, press shift F6 to cycle to the download bar area, scan and download F4, new notification.
There you go.
Escape, cool. Search box, Windows R, run dialog. Download, enter. Download, items view list box, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, items, yesterday expanded, formatted docs, 9/23/2022, 7:09 p.m. Microsoft Word document, 15KB, 1-14, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Okay.
So, just for review, how would you pull up a list of spelling errors in a document?
Insert a caps lock. Uh, Or no, hit the go to the word and hit the context menu and hit spell check.
Yeah, that's the one, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what if you wanted Jaws to pull up a whole list of spelling errors?
I forget that command.
Where do you think you could go to find a list of Jaws commands?
Jaws help menu? The Jaws help menu?
Yeah. And one key command too, I like... In any program you're in, well, a lot of the popular ones anyway, they have, you can always do the Jaws key plus the letter H for hotkeys for Jaws. Now we'll go ahead and try that.
When, edit formatted docs type of text.
Oh.
Jaws home manual to move to an item press. File edit view tools, leaving menus, item view list box to move to an item press the arrow keys.
Yeah, it opened the Word document. I did caps lock H because I don't have an insert key.
Okay, so yeah, caps lock H.
That's right, I didn't do anything.
What on earth? Okay.
Do I open the Word document?
Hang on, let me try to see why that's not working.
Do I have to be in the Jaws window?
Hmm?
Do I have to be in the Jaws window?
No, because this is specific for Microsoft Word.
Wait, do I have to open up the Word document and then hit caps lock H?
Yeah.
Date down earlier, something standard, team copy 5.1, last, earlier, yes, set up for yesterday, zero, entry, the date standard, format, enter. Opening Word. Formatted, docs, protected, new words, edit. Welcome.
And then take
protected
it out of protected mode.
How do you do that? I don't use Word all every day, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's Alt F.
Alt F. Final response. Alt 2 of 15.
Followed by I and then E.
Open. Escape. Edit. Alt Windows F. Alt F. Final response. Alt protected. You need attention. Leaving menus. Formatted. Docs. Word. Formatted. Docs. Formatted. Docs.
Now try caps lock H?
Yeah, now try.
Welcome. Alt F. Menu home to move for life. Leaving menus info.
Maybe save it?
Alt F4. Downloads. Item view multi-select list box. Enter. Opening Word. Formatted. Docs Word. Print edit. Welcome.
F.
Menu home to
move then you said IE, right?
Yeah.
Leaving menus info. Alt F. Info location information. Open final location button to activate. Press space bar. Now escape.
And usually it will say protected mode if it's still on. So I think it's off. But, so yeah, try caps lock H again.
Formatted. Docs 9-23-2022-705 PM Microsoft Word.
The heck?
Interesting.
Read
the file name?
Yeah. I have no idea why this is doing this.
check the title, make sure the focus is still in the Word document.
Names, formatted, dot words, to move to an item, press the arrow key. Downloads, to move to an item, press JAWS home manual. Formatted, dot words, info, location information, open file location button to activate, press space bar. Menu, protect document, group, protect document, submenu, to move for item, press up or down arrow. Escape, protect, escape, edit, escape.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Oh, no, it's empty. I think it's protected.
Alt F, menu, home to move for, leaving menus, info. info, location information, share button to activate, copy pass button to activate, open file location button to activate, menu, protect document, proof, protect document, submenu, the move for items, press up or down arrow.
Like, it's not completing that.
Inspect document, proof, check link, leaving menus, allow this information to be saved in your file link. Menu, manage document, proof, manage document, submenu, the move for items.
I don't know why it's not doing it.
Okay, how about we escape out of all the menus?
Alright.
Press escape a couple times.
I did.
Okay, and then press F12 and let's save the file to your documents.
F12. Wait.
Numlock on.
No?
Numlock on.
Oh, I do have a numlock.
F12. Save as dialog, file name, edit combo, formatted docs, to set the value, use the arrow keys, or type your value, with
SC, save. Shift tab to make sure it's in your documents folder.
Shell folder view, item view list, today's standard, formatted docs, night went better, type, save as, save thumbnail, checkbox, dot, hide folders, button, met, leave it, cancel button, to add, all locations, split. Search edit box, edit, type, attempt. Search box, edit, type, search indexing was turned off, turn it, preview, with, shell folder view, item view list, box, plus curious. Documents, enter.
Yeah, does that sound like your documents? Okay, good.
Save it, save it. Explore, save thumbnail, hide folders, but menu, tools, leave menu, save button, cancel button, save button, possibly. Enter. Microsoft Word document to activate, press enter, edit.
Okay. Now try the caps lock H, see if that works.
Welcome.
All right. Well, I'll have to look this one up. Okay. Well, in the meantime.
I guess we can't do a tech lesson today because, well.
No, it's okay. We'll just move on from that. Unless you want to, but
don't matter to me.
So there's another. Actually, how about you try caps lock F1? Let me see if that works.
This is a document window. This is the text area of an open document. The document has one section S. The cursor is in section 1. Margins for this section are set as follows. Left 1 inch, right 1 inch, top 1 inch, bottom 1 inch. Document protection status is no protection. Spelling is checked as you type. Grammar is checked as you type. For office 2007 and later, if F1 is pressed for help, press Alt Tab to move between the note window and the document window. Close the note window by pressing Alt F4 to return focus to the document window. Link list draws hotkeys. Press escape to post this message.
Okay, good. So that one worked. So that gives you an overview of the document, and it'll explain, like, how it's formatted, you know, like how many headings, how many links, kind of things like that. It's similar to, you know, if you did this on a web page, how it'll list out information off the web page.
Yeah.
Now, that same command in Word will describe the document. So that's a good go-to help key command. And you can go ahead and escape out of that message now.
Escape. Welcome.
And then, now, if you want to get quickly to that JAWS help topics for Microsoft Word, like you said, you can always go to the JAWS menu and look it up that way, but another shortcut key would be caps lock F1, but do it twice. So press. So go ahead and press caps lock and then F1 twice.
1.50 inches.
Together.
Popular applications, contents page, preview, topic words, database, the move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
And then, did that work? Does it say JAWS help menu now, or
no.
Something like that?
Escape. All
check the
Let me try that again.
2.00 inches.
Okay.
This is a document window. This is the text area of an open document. The document has one section F.
So, like, hold caps lock, and then as you hold the caps lock, press F1 twice.
One, top, zero, topic Mozilla Firefox, topic real player, topic
Skype. There you go.
Topic the Bible program, topic Skype.
So, this opens JAWS
oh my gosh.
Help topics.
Wow, see ceilings, wow. I actually want to download that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, so there's a whole JAWS help topic on it.
Is there a way to download it?
The program or the help topic?
The program?
I'm sure there is. If you you can always look that up.
Google it. Yeah. Well,
back
is,
here
it,
and,
is there a way to download the JAWS help menu?
Well, it's always there. I mean, you can just come back to that. You want to like copy it? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can open it and then copy and paste the text into a Word file.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So what this did is it opened up the JAWS help topic, obviously, and then it puts the focus in the list of all the different programs mm-hmm. that it has help topics on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can use F6 to switch over to the pane where it reads out all the text. So go ahead and press F6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
F6, content space, list of all supported applications, link, 1, edit, 7 links, Microsoft Word, edit level 1, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Word is a word processing application that gives you the ability to create professional quality documents that you can share, print, email, and place on the web. Please visit www.microsoft.com for more information on Microsoft Word, link JAWS commands for Word, link helpful tips for using JAWS with Word, link navigation, quick key for Word, link quick settings options for Word, insert B, link work, edit started, link faculty, link list of all supported applications, applications.
Cool. So there's now links on that page to find references to all the JAWS commands for Word, help topics, you want to remember how to, do spell check, or anyway, you can click on one of those links, and then it'll open up more information in that window.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So if you ever get
curious.
What a refresher, good way, good place to go.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then, you could do F6 to get back to the menu of all the programs.
So hit F6 now?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
F6, preview, topic key, most cycle program, 13 of 18.
Good. And then you can arrow through that list, and when if you wanted to go to a different program, and then just press enter, and then that'll change the information that's on the other side of the pane, and then just use F6 to switch between those two panes on that page. Yeah. Right, cool. And then you just go ahead and Alt F4 out of there now.
Okay.
Alt F4. Formatted. Not Word. Edit.
All right. And one other thing I wanted to review too is, do you remember last time how to check for inconsistencies? So if there was extra spaces or maybe a quotation missing the closing quotation, type like that.
I don't remember.
So this is going to be something really handy if you ever get into coding, especially even with secretarial work for finding formatting issues.
Yeah.
So we do Windows Alt I, and that'll jump from any
inconsistency. Windows space.
Whoops. Windows Alt.
Alt.
Top change 12.4. Alt. Congratulations.
Huh?
Alt Windows I.
I did. Said.
There might not be any inconsistencies.
No more inconsistencies.
No more? Okay. So, if there were, it would jump focus to wherever that is, and then you can use your arrow keys. A really good one is for when there's extra spaces. You can make sure to tidy that up, or sometimes it's inaccurate, though. I've had it where there's a quotation, and there was more than one sentence in the quotation, it thought it wasn't closed, but it really was. So you have to be a little bit smarter than that tool, but it's really handy to tidy up your documents, find format changes like that. So it's Windows,
yeah.
Alt-I, and then if you want it to go to the next one, and then Windows, Alt, Shift I to go to the previous one.
Cool.
Yeah. And then go to review, and now we can get into some formatting, and you may be already familiar with some of this, but So one of our go-to keys here is going to be insert F or cap- caps lock F, and that's going to tell us the font style, the formatting style of the text that we're focused on. Go ahead and try that. So caps lock F.
Quick settings, word dialog, search box edit, type all this game, edit. 12 points, white on black, aerial, normal style, line spacing, one line, paragraph formatted, the line left, outline level, body text.
Cool. So it can give us all that information there. Okay, so now we're going to change some of the formatting of this document.
Okay.
So there's a dialog box that we can access where we can change the font type, the font style, which is like bold, italic, regular. We can change the font size, the color, the underline style, different effects. So let's find the word welcome on the document you're in.
So just do an F3 just for fun.
Sure.
3, taskbar, downloads, item field, multi-select list box, name, the button. Formatted, dot word, print, edit, F3.
Oh, it's Control F.
Control F.
Mm-hmm.
Find computers dialog, and search results, find to the directory dialog, the active, find computers, the Google item, press the arrow, virtual desktop, list box, desktop, one button, one of 3, to that. Virtual desktop escape, find computers dialog, and search results, find to the directory dialog, the active directory domain services is currently blank, escape. Formatted, dot word, edit. Control F. Find computers dialog, enter apostrophe. Enter.
Find computer?
Escape. Formatted, escape.
Wait, F3? That usually works for frickin'.
Huh.
Ugh. I guess I can just go.
The closures. Dumbos, items, new multi select list box, name, split button. Formatted, dot word, the closures. The closures.
It's welcome.
Yeah.
Virtual desktop list box. Desktop escape. Downloads the movement item. Formatted. Dot word.
I hate word.
Zoom.
Really do.
I think you maybe just need to slow down a little bit.
Wait, how do you?
Windows W, whiteboard button to activate, press spacebar.
No.
Escape.
How do you change close virtual desktops? Because
start button. Desktop folder view.
Hold on.
Escape.
I have nothing now. Why I don't have any of my things that are open.
What drive person want my button to activate? Show desktop folder view is you.
How do you switch back to desktops?
That's a good question. I've been meaning to research that.
I don't know how to do that either. Only way I know how to do that is to restart my whole computer.
Yeah, that always is a good workaround.
Wait.
Windows W, whiteboard button to activate, press escape. Alt F4, desktop, folder view list, shut down Windows to move to an item, press the arrow keys, Windows escape.
I guess I'll restart.
To restart?
Yeah, should I restart? Because
yeah.
I don't know how to get back to the...
Hold F4.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, fresh start. That's good.
Come on.
Then Windows M. Hold F4. Folder view list view. Level 36 of 46. The move that I can do is 0. Hold F4. New notification. R. Enter.
Come on.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view list view. Level 36 of 46. Hold F4. When you want the computer, the new combo box. Restart 505. Enter. New notification.
Okay, so it says here, when you use Windows key, Control, left or right arrow, that'll switch between your desktops. So,
let me try it.
Space.
So maybe something in the mix got switched.
Control, Windows, right arrow. So go back and save your work. Click cancel and finish when you need escape. Control, Windows, left arrow. Control, Windows, left arrow. Formatted, dot word, the move, and I can press the arrow keys. Formatted, dot word.
There we go.
Microsoft Word, don't save but escape. Edit.
Okay.
Congratulations on joining our team here at Plan. Welcome.
Whoops.
The word welcome. And we want the cursor to be within the word, so it can't be at the beginning of it, it needs to be in the middle of it.
L-C-O. Oscar.
So, yeah. That's good. So it's right in the middle. Okay, good. We'll apply the format to the entire word. And if you want to apply it to multiple words, then you'd have to select it, the whole text that you want formatted.
Yeah.
Just gonna format this one word for now. Okay, so you can open the context menu and look for the font option.
Applications, cut available to move for items, copy, font, paragraph, search, logo, paragraph, font.
Yeah, there you go. And then, so if you're pressed enter on that, that's going to open the dialog box, but let me show you one other way that we can also change it. So go ahead and press escape out of that menu.
Escape, leaving menu, edit.
And then there's a shortcut key. So instead of open the context menu, you can press Control D. Now you're like right in it. So your choice. In the future, whichever one you find more useful, or if someday one doesn't work, then you got a backup.
Yep.
Okay. So now you can use Tab to search through the Good. Okay, so you listened through them. So now we're going to go ahead and make the following changes. I'm going to change the font size to 16 points. Go ahead and tab back to that font size.
Font and combo aerial to set the value. Use the arrow keys or type the value.
Keep going.
Font size and combo bold to set the value. Use the size and combo 14 to set the value. Use the arrow keys or type the value.
So then you use the arrow keys 16. To increase it to 16.
I did.
Okay. And then let's add a double underline.
Font color on that button to activate
the double underline.
Font size
and
combo cost to change the selection. Use the arrow keys. Words only. Single. Double.
Good. Awesome. And then go ahead and press OK.
Under, strike, double, two, subscript, all, hit, set as default button, type OK button to active space, edit.
Good. So now let's read that again with, check the formatting now with caps lock F.
Caps lock S?
F is in font.
Bolded, double underline, 16 points, white on black, aerial, normal style, line spacing, 0 lines, paragraph formatting, first line indented by 0.5 inches, left indented 0.5 inches, align left, outline level,
so now I hear the formatting changes to that.
Yep.
Cool.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So that's one way of doing it, and then there's also some shortcut keys for, like, bolding things and italicizing things, and we can go over those next time if you'd like.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. All right. Same time next week, or?
Sure, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
Yeah, good. Same time next week, sure.
All right. Sweet. All right, well, I hope you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you then.
You too. All right, bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bitch. Fucking asshole, same shit as fucking text.
7:30 PM. Try again. Passcode field 0412 3. Right up, stop button.